With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Unless your name is Christopher Nolan, then deleted scenes are a natural side effect of the filmmaking process, from small indies to the biggest of big blockbusters. Something that seems like a good idea on the page might not also seem like a good idea when the cameras start rolling. And while many deleted scenes are removed because they're needless or they just drag down the movie's pacing, that doesn't necessarily mean that they're uninteresting. In fact, some of the biggest movies in history have left out some rather bizarre, often fascinating moments, whether they were removed at the scripting stage or axed when piecing together the final edit. So let's take a look at them today. As I'm Jules, this is WhatCulture.com, and these are 10 bizarre scenes that were cut from famous movies. Number 10. Busters by day, hobos by night. Ghostbusters. So the humour in Ghostbusters can be absurd at times, but it all makes sense with what the movie is trying to be. A giant evil marshmallow man rampaging through New York City may seem ridiculous for sure, but in a supernatural comedy that's about hunting ghosts, well, it works like a charm. On the other hand, a ridiculous scene that doesn't quite work so well is the film's deleted hobo sequence, which is so random, so strange, that it's easy to see why it was cut. The scene features stars Bill Murray and Dan Aykroyd playing totally different characters, separate from their main roles in the film. Here they're portraying an unusual pair of homeless guys walking around through a park and talking in strange voices. The scene has no relation to the story of the movie, it's just a couple of hobos chatting about some random nonsense. And because it's easy to spot Murray and Aykroyd under their costumes, the scene would have only caused confusion in, like, why have the Ghostbusters suddenly turned into bums if it was left in the final film? So yeah, fascinating, but you can see why it was cut. Number 9. Thor urinates in public. Avengers Endgame. So in Avengers Endgame, Thor was in a pretty rough place in life. Having recently lost his home, he was already down in the dumps. So the snappening, aka that time when half the universe died, and that he was pretty responsible for, couldn't have come at the worst time. His grief ends up taking its toll not just on him mentally, but physically, with his once buff Asgardian body turning into something that resembled a dropped lasagna. He also drinks heavily, acts pretty weird, and refuses to talk about his emotions. And in a scene that was chopped from the film, his wild behaviour almost went one step further. As revealed by Endgame's directors, the Russo brothers, in a 2020 tweet, that the movie once included a scene in which Thor stands on a balcony in New Asgard and just starts pissing everywhere. The intent here was to show how depressed he'd become, even though his physique, his living conditions, and his choice of clothing already made that pretty darn clear. Number 8. Brundle kills a monkey cat. The Fly. David Cronenberg's The Fly is one of the most gross-out horror movies ever, with Seth Brundle's transformation into a grotesque fly creature proving quite hard to stomach for those who are particularly sensitive to gory practical effects. Despite the fact that Brundle turns into a monster, though, audiences are still meant to feel sympathetic towards him, which is precisely why a scene involving Brundle beating a monkey cat to death, which definitely makes him out to be rather cruel, was ultimately cut. This lengthy sequence starts with Brundle placing a baboon and a cat into separate pods, powering them on, and then observing the result. The two creatures then merge together into a mangled mess of fur and limbs. This monkey cat, which was clearly very frightened and confused, then lashes out at Brundle, sinking its claws deep into his flesh. So, in response, he batters the poor thing with a lead pipe, killing it in rather brutal fashion. It's very uncomfortable to watch, and ultimately, it's an odd moment for a character who's meant to be a tragic hero, because now we're seeing him as an animal murderer Wuthering Savage. Number 7. Wade Wilson vs. Baby Hitler, Deadpool 2. It's an unspoken rule of time travel that killing Baby Hitler should be at the top of your priorities list. Even the king of time travel properties, Doctor Who, has an episode called Let's Kill Hitler. So is it any surprise that when the trigger-happy Wade Wilson gets the ability to time travel in 2018's Deadpool 2, he sets out to do just that? Well, in a scene that was cut from the theatrical version of the film, Deadpool takes a trip back to 1889, visiting the hospital where Baby Hitler spent his earliest days. Upon arrival, he gets himself ready to end the child's life, reaches into the crib, and decides to change Hitler's dirty diaper instead. As it turns out, even Deadpool doesn't have the heart to kill a baby, no matter how evil that baby may one day turn out to be. This mirrors the real-life reason why the scene was cut, with the writer of the film saying that slaughtering an infant was deemed a little too harsh by the filmmakers. Number 6. Coma Sexploitation, Horrible Bosses 2. The whole point of the comedy behind Jennifer Aniston's Horrible Bosses character is that she's this overly raunchy, sex-hungry deviant. But in one deleted scene from Horrible Bosses 2, her saucy shenanigans perhaps went a little bit too far. At the end of the film, Dale, played by Charlie Day, is shot at point-blank range, sending him into a coma. Shortly after waking up in hospital, he's greeted by Aniston's Julia, who tells him all about coma boners, claiming that men can still get an erection while they're in a coma. It's a not-so-subtle hint from Julia that she has had sex with Dale when he was off in Dreamland, but earlier in the film's production, this act wasn't just hinted at, it was actually shown. Aniston herself described this deleted scene in an interview on Conan, with the actress, who was very clearly uncomfortable discussing it, saying that it was terrifying to shoot. Even though it would obviously have been played for laughs, it's easy to see how a scene like this, which is effectively a rape scene, could have backfired, so it was definitely wise to cut it. Number 5. Eddie Melts a Pig, Who Framed Roger Rabbit? Who Framed Roger Rabbit's flawless mixture of live action and cartoon elements makes it a technical marvel, but one of the scenes that director Robert Zemeckis was most proud of actually ended up being left out entirely. The pig head sequence starts out with protagonist Eddie being thrown out of Toontown with a burlap sack on his head. Upon pulling it off, he's horrified to discover that his own head is now trapped inside the head of a giant pig, which he tries to rip away, but to no avail. Panicking, Eddie then heads home, and this is where things get even more bizarre. He steps into the shower and pours a chemical on his head that melts the pig down into a goopy mess, and the last thing it sees as it washes down the drain is Eddie's hairy sack. Yeah, that's right, not the burlap one, the other one. There's no denying that the scene was executed well, but at the same time, there's something deeply unsettling about it. That final shot of the melted pig sliding towards the plug is surprisingly gruesome, and ultimately, the film worked perfectly fine without this sequence being included, which is one of the many reasons why it was cut. Number 4. Bruce and the Giant Bat, Batman Forever. When Batman vs. Superman decided to go the whole Bruce Wayne comes face to face with a giant bat thing, the filmmakers opted for CGI to bring the monster to life. Unfortunately though, some two decades prior, Batman Forever didn't have access to modern day special effects technology, forcing the filmmakers to portray their humongous bat creature practically. And the results were predictably hilarious. In a deleted scene from the Caped Crusaders 1995 outing, Val Kilmer's troubled Bruce Wayne ventures into the depths of the Batcave, where he bumps into an enormous, furry, red-eyed bat. The scene is meant to be about Bruce confronting his demons and facing his dark past, but all of that nuance is lost when this ridiculous monster glides towards the camera on its clearly fabric wings. While the sequence is most definitely unfinished, it's undoubtedly bizarre in isolation, and it probably wouldn't have fared much better in a film that is already renowned for its unbearable cheesiness. Number 3. E.T. Watches People Sleep, E.T. Steven Spielberg's E.T. is one of the most charming family movies ever made, which is why it might surprise you to learn that there is a scene where the friendly alien watches a near-naked woman sleep. Yeah. This scene would have shown E.T. heading into Elliot's mother's room, checking out her naked back, and then leaving some Reese's Pieces on her pillow. Basically, what's trying to be implied here is that this curious little alien had a major crush on Elliot's mum. The filmmakers were obviously intending for this scene to feel heartwarming and maybe funny, but it also sounds like it would have come across as downright creepy. Without being able to watch the full thing, because curiously it hasn't been included in any of the film's special editions or re-releases, still images like we're showing here are all we have to go on, and it is weird. Number 2, Magneto's glamorous costume, X-Men First Class. One of the best sequences in X-Men First Class sees best buds Charles Xavier and Eric going on a mission to recruit mutants to their cause, culminating in a hilarious encounter with Hugh Jackman's Wolverine. At one point, they visit a strip club. No, not to take a break from all that traveling, but to offer Angel a place on the team. Kicking off the meeting, Eric shows her his powers of mental manipulation, and in response, she lets her insect wings unfurl and starts to flutter, agreeing to join them and become an X-Man. However, this scene almost played out a bit differently, and in a much stranger way. In a deleted, alternate version of this sequence, the setup remains the same, with Charles and Eric visiting the strip club and asking Angel to demonstrate her abilities. However, things take a more humorous turn when Charles demonstrates his ability by mentally dressing up Eric in drag. Needless to say, Fassbender looked like $1 million in that glittery dress and red wig, but sadly, his fabulousness was left on the cutting room floor. And number 1, the Pepper Potts sex tape. Iron Man 3. Iron Man 3 includes a subplot in which suave baddie Aldrich Killian infects Pepper Potts with a compound, turning her into a juiced-up superhero. Then, at the end of the film, Pepper uses her newfound abilities to beat him into the dirt. But according to writer-director Shane Black, this compound didn't only make Pepper better at fighting, it also made her more horny. In a scene which was removed at the scripting stage, Pepper actually ended up having sex with Killian, partly because she was angry at Tony, and partly because the compound had made Killian phenomenally enhanced, meaning that Pepper simply couldn't resist him. Taking things one step further, Killian would then capture the dirty deed on camera and broadcast it in Home Depot, presumably the same Home Depot that Tony visits in the movie right before he infiltrates the fake Mandarin's mansion. Iron Man 3 is already one of the more divisive entries in the MCU lineup, and a scene like this would have undoubtedly made that conversation even more heated.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.